Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're talking about an exciting subject which affects every one of you listening. We're talking about food, and without food, we cannot live. There is an incredible event happening this weekend. It's called Grow the Coast. It's a conference in Seaside on Saturday, November 23rd, from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Seaside Convention Center. And the Grow the Coast Conference, which is being sponsored by the North Coast Food Web, we'll learn more about that, and several other sponsors as well, is the second annual conference addressing farming, food, and community resilience. This topic affects all of us. The conference is exciting. We're going to learn today about what the North Coast Food Web is, what they do, why it affects you, and about resources available to you here on the North Coast. In the studio today, I have Kristen Frost Albrecht. She is the executive director of the North Coast Food Web. She is also on the OSU faculty here in Astoria, working with family and community health. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Donna.
So glad you're here today.
I am so glad to be here.
And we also have Teresa Ratzloff. Now, Teresa, she's a farmer extraordinaire, and she also works with communications for the North Coast Land Conservancy and does community outreach for the North Coast Food Web. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Donna.
So glad you're here today.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
I love to eat. I love food. We have to eat. Food is life, really.
It is.
And before we talk about this exciting conference, which is happening on Saturday, and we're going to talk about the North Coast Food Web, but let's learn a little bit about each of you. So, Kristen, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a native Oregonian, and I got into food very early on as an eight-year-old picking in the strawberry fields of Western Washington County. And from there, managed to progress through having my own cheesecake business at the age of 15. And then I had a bagel business when I was 17. And then I owned my own restaurant in my mid-20s with two little boys. And then I've just sort of always, I've always been involved with food. My family founded a sake brewery in Forest Grove, Oregon. And
is that still there?
It is still there.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've been a caterer, and whatever I've done on the outside education-wise, I've always included food. So I love food, and I love food here on the coast.
Well, yes, and we're so fortunate that we have these resources here on the coast. And Teresa, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm not a native Oregonian, but I love Oregon very much. I moved here about 10 years ago with my then partner, now husband, Packy Coleman, and we moved here to start a farm. And I should say up front, I don't come from a farming background. I have no farming in my family history that I know of. And I kind of came to it late in life. We're both art majors. It's sort of, you know, one of those things where you study art and then what are you going to do with that? And it manifested in different ways for us. And I realize now that, you know, for me, you know, my art degree has kind of turned into farming. It's a creative process. I decided, I had one of those kind of early midlife crises where I didn't like the work that I was doing. I wanted my work to be more seasonal. I wanted it to involve growing things. I was a very passionate gardener at the time. And I just had this, like, I think I want to be a farmer. It kept coming back to, like, I think I want to be a farmer. I had no idea what that meant. I'm humbled now by the arrogance that I had, thinking that I'm just going to go off to the Oregon coast and become a farmer. What, I mean, it was crazy. And probably if I knew then what I know now, I may not have had the courage to do it. But it was just like, you know, jumping off a cliff and doing it and learning as we go. And it's been an amazing ride. We had a farm for 6 years down in Seaside. And then in 2009, we were able to purchase land out in Olney and moved our farm out there. So we've been running 46 North Farm, slowly getting it off the ground again. From there. And in the meantime, especially these last 3 years, I've been doing work for North Coast Land Conservancy, doing communications, outreach, fundraising for them. And then also just started working with North Coast Food Web.
And what kind of things do you farm, Teresa?
Well, we started out as more of like an herb and flower farm doing edible plant starts. And since moving to Olney and being able to build fencing for elk, we've been able to go into produce as well, vegetable production. The old farm, we were just leasing it. We didn't own it. And so we didn't want to invest in the kind of infrastructure, you know, without sort of a long-term arrangement. And so now that we own a place and we're able to put in that kind of infrastructure, it's kind of daunting and very expensive, which is one of the reasons why we're both continuing to work off the farm. But we do vegetable production. We sell at local farmers markets, direct to consumers. We did our first CSA this year.
I am a miniature farmer because I have purchased tomato plants from you at the Sunday market, and I put them on my porch. So the idea of, yes, you have taken on farming on a larger scale than most, but even if you're listening and you think, well, there's no way I can farm. I don't have any land. I don't even have a backyard, but you have maybe a porch or a window.
Yeah, that's right.
There you can do something with that.
Amazing home gardeners here on the coast. And it was funny because the edible plant star thing really just started out as a filler. I mean, the first year we sold at market, we didn't have anything to sell, so I grew plant stars. But there was such a response to it, and there's such passion here for especially edible plants. There are so many people interested in growing food here on the coast that
yes.
It's really evolved.
I should also mention that if you recognize the voices you're hearing today and the names, it's because they also are part of Food Talk, which is a program which is, does that air once a month?
Twice a month. The Monday morning documentary
about,
programs.
Yes, yeah. All kinds of things about edible foods. But this is really more about, we're going to talk about the North Coast food web, what it is, and then mm-hmm. we're going to talk about this incredible one-day conference that's happening yeah. in Seaside. So why don't we do, Kristen, why don't you start us off with how did the North Coast Food Web come to be? What is it? What's the mission? And I think you're going to take us even a little further back than that.
Sure. So let me just go back in time a little here to when Lewis and Clark came. And
that is going back in time.
That was a long time ago that our organization was founded.
And just say that.
And they also ate food. Yes.
Yes. And our region is so remarkable because we're surrounded on two sides by water, by the Columbia River and then on by the ocean. So we've got some, we have this wonderful, wonderful, rich terrain, both ocean and land. And at that time, there was elk, and as there is now, and berries, and this wonderful salmon. And so, in the meantime, over time, the 20s, I think that we were actually the breadbasket for Portland. We had immense production here. And you fast forward to now, and we are 35th out of 36 counties in terms of agricultural production. There are 38,000 farms in the state, and there's 200 and maybe 25, 26 in the last agricultural census in Clatsop County. So that means that what's happened over time is we've lost production due mainly to the challenges here of being a tourist economy and the land becoming so high-priced. And so I think what's happened is that people are sort of taking charge of their own production in these small ways that we're talking about. We've got Teresa, who started a farm. We know lots of young producers that are...
There are so many people who've started farms in the last years. I mean, I am amazed. When we started 10 years ago, there were very few other farmers. You know, there was Jeff Trenary with Kingfisher down in Nehalem, and Tom Zimmerman over in Grays River, and that was kind of, and then, you know, the ranchers, the people selling beef kind of by the half and the whole, but there wasn't a whole lot of food production out here, and in the last decade, we've really seen an explosion.
Truly, and in fact, 2007, I think, was a huge wake-up call for people, the big gale of 2007, where a lot of our communities became totally isolated. My community of Cannon Beach, we were an island. And what we learned there was that, I mean, we only have one small grocery store, and nobody had generators, and all of our emergency personnel lived elsewhere. And I think that for me, that was a startling realization of what happens when you only have 24 hours worth of food, and you didn't happen to grow up foraging or hunting or fishing. What does that mean? And so from 2007, we also saw the first community gardens get started, because that was not just me. It was everybody here on the coast. It's like, oh, my gosh. And so we have this amazing array of community gardens that keep building. We have, I believe, 13 now in Clatsop County alone. We have something like 368 plots. That's amazing.
So we realized after the storm, and some people probably knew that even in advance of that, that how dependent we are on the trucks that are coming in and mm-hmm. bringing food.
Absolutely.
And suddenly you realize, wait, we're mm-hmm. not food secure. We don't have the ability to produce our own food. That needs to change. We need to go back to like what Lewis said, mm-hmm. foraging, you know, hunting.
Maybe not quite
growing.
That far back, but I mean, that can, okay. and that can be a little intimidating for people, because a lot of people are like, I'm busy, I work all the time, I don't have time to go out and hunt for my own food or forage or whatever. But that there are ways that our community can become more resilient in local food production and in teaching people sometimes how to cook. A lot of people don't know how to cook, they don't know how to preserve food, they don't know how to grow some for themselves. And all of those skills are what help a community be more resilient. it.
So the North Coast Food Web was founded when?
It was founded, actually, we got our 501c3 in August of 2011. So we haven't been around too long, but we started off in 2009 in September. We had something called FEAST. It was right at the end of market season. And FEAST stands for Food, Education, Agricultural Solutions Together. And it's a community organizing event that came out of the Oregon Food Bank. And that is where actually Teresa and I started talking about this whole process of a group. And I kept saying, not one more nonprofit. We don't need one more nonprofit. Please, no. And but then it became.
Yeah. And yet here we are, a nonprofit. I think what happened is that, you know, at this FEAST event, it brought together a lot of stakeholders in the community, a lot of people who are interested in local food, from, you know, producers, consumers, people in the health industry, public health.
Government.
Government, all different kinds of people who are concerned about local food. I think coming off that 2007 experience, there was a lot of concern. And, you know, a lot of questions and ideas were raised, concerns about food distribution, lack of production, lack of access to land for farmers, lack of infrastructure support, poverty, hunger. And so there was all these issues and concerns out there in the community. And then from that, a smaller group of us continued to meet twice a month for, I want to say, a year after that, trying to figure out, okay, there's all these concerns, what are we going to do about it?
And that's when you all said, okay, we have to form a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're going to call it the North Coast Food Web, and it is going to...
Our mission is to cultivate healthy communities and economies through food and agriculture.
And I just picked up out here in the rotunda at KMUN the North Coast Food Guide, which the North Coast Food Web
We produce that in conjunction with Food Roots, which is a sister organization of ours down in Tillamook. Food Roots has been around longer than us, I think over a decade, and a very similar mission, very similar work that they're doing down in Tillamook. They're also co-sponsors for the Grow the Coast Conference. And so this is something that we've worked on together, and the local food resources. So it's a list of all the local food producers that we could find up to that point, what they sell and how to get a hold of them.
That's amazing.
For both Tillamook and North County, and then across the river as well.
Yeah.
So you've become regional. I mean,
we are.
Okay, so you're working with Food Roots, which is based in Tillamook, and the North Coast Food Web has a website, right?
NorthCoastFoodWeb.org.
NorthCoastFoodWeb.org. And so you're a nonprofit, and you're funded by...
We are actually funded by the Meyer Memorial Trust in a community food system implementation grant with Food Roots.
And the generosity of individual donors.
Okay, so I could give $20 or
you could.
Or however much. Yeah. And then what I'm doing is then investing in the ability for this region to become more food secure.
Absolutely.
And to have, you know, access to these wonderful, I mean, I'm looking here, there are 68 farmers and ranchers and growers listed here, and what they grow and how to reach them. I mean, that's fabulous, because we are all beginning to realize, and I think it's not just here, although it sounds like, are we ahead of the curve in a way, or are we just right on the wave here? Because it's a big topic now.
It is a big topic. I think what we have here going on here on the North Coast is we've got a lot of young energy that has moved here that's very interested in this and gets it. And I love that. We have some amazing people here, and it gives us a lot of hope.
There's a lot of really dynamic stuff happening, and people addressing the issue from a lot of different ways. And I should say that, you know, one of the things we're passionate about too is making sure that you know, access to local food isn't just something that should be available to people who are wealthy. There's a perception a lot of times that local food, organic food, is very expensive. You go to these fancy farmers markets, and only rich people can shop at them. And that's not what we want. We want fresh, healthy food to be available to everybody.
To everyone, absolutely.
And it's a huge commitment to all of us. And that's why, you know, there's this whole spectrum of ways that we can become more food secure, that people can gain more access to food. And that's a lot of the work that North Coast Food Web is committed to, is trying to build those connections in the community. So it's like going into the schools and working with kids about food literacy and access to food, teaching them how to grow food, getting kids connected to fresh food and how good it tastes, and why would you want to eat kale or a carrot or something like that. And then also working with adults. We partner with the Class of Community Action to teach the Cooking Matters classes, which is working with adults to teach, and teenagers as well, teaching them basic cooking skills that people have really lost, a lot of that institute, like family knowledge of, like, how do you cook? How do you make a simple meal lot of fresh ingredients that's better for you. And then providing support for local producers, for farmers, trying to help them get off the ground. It's a very tough job economically. It's really hard to make it in this economy, especially with land prices as high as they are here, with cost of living as high as it is here in this tourist-based economy now on the coast. How do we help there be more local food production, get that off the ground? And that's good for our local economy. That's local money, local dollars staying on the coast,
here,
staying in our economy, helping to fund all the things that we appreciate and love.
Absolutely. And the North Coast Food Web, in just the couple of years since you've actually been incorporated as a nonprofit, you have several programs that you're implementing here, and that's why people may have heard of you. But I think it's really important that people know that they can go to the website, northcoastfoodweb.org, and find out more about all of the things that you're doing. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about a Grow the Coast conference happening. It's the second annual Grow the Coast conference happening this weekend on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Seaside Convention Center. And we've been talking a little bit about the North Coast Food Web, which is one of the sponsors. We're going to spend the next part of this program talking about the conference itself. And my guests are Kristen Frost Albrecht. She is the executive director of the North Coast Food Web. She's also on the OSU faculty here in Astoria at the Extension Office, focusing on family and community health. We also have Teresa Rasloff. Teresa works with the North Coast Land Conservancy, doing communications work for them. She's also doing community outreach work for the North Coast Food Web, and she is a farmer and is producing some of the food that we are eating and fortunate enough to have here. Okay, so we know what the North Coast Food Web is. We've talked about that, and we've talked about the sister organization Food Roots, which is based in Tillamook. And I see that these sponsors for the Grow the Coast are the Meyer Memorial Trust, the OSU University, Oregon State University, Northwest Health Foundation. And what is the Grow the Coast Conference?
It's a pretty exciting thing. It's based on there's a large conference called the Small Farms Conference at OSU in February. And we got to thinking how cool it would be for us to do something like that here, because it's too far for people to go. So we've put that together, and we have 18 workshops. We're offering lunch, breakfast, and snacks. They're all locally sourced and made by the amazing Mary Ann Myers.
And she makes delicious food. So you go to the conference,
right,
which is, I mean, the tickets are so inexpensive.
$20 a person, or two for $35,
and you get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you get all these different workshops.
Not dinner.
You get breakfast, lunch, and snacks. That's right. Yeah. It's over at 4:30.
And all the food is locally sourced. I just, you know, we really walk our talk. And the workshops are going to be quite varied. And let's talk about the keynotes.
Yeah, well, we in a sense, what we're talking about food farming and community resilience, we have three people who are providing our keynote address, Susanna Morgan, who's the CEO of Oregon Food Bank, and then Gary Stevenson and Lauren Gwynn from OSU Extension Small Farms Program. And the OSU Extension Small Farms Program is amazing, and they have been doing some wonderful stuff growing into a true support for small farms throughout the state of Oregon. And sort of the pairing of the two, some people don't always see the connection between, you know, emergency food, you know, support for hunger, and small farms, and how do those two things relate to one another. But to me, that speaks to the heart of not only what, you know, organizations like North Coast Food Web and Food Roots are about, but what is important for our communities. And so we're coming at these issues all together and looking at hunger in our communities, looking at small farms, and how do we build a resilient community that addresses all those issues.
So this one-day conference is not just for farmers.
No,
it's for anyone who eats, anyone who wants to know about food, anyone who wants to learn about how to grow a planter box or anything. Let's talk about what's going to happen.
Well, sure.
Day.
So we're doing actually a needs assessment for coastal farms, and we've got somebody from the governor's office coming, as well as Sam Angima, who is the regional director for OSU Extension and has an amazing background in agriculture. We've got a workshop called Healthy Soil, Healthy Crops, and I know that they are bringing in big buckets of different types of soil for
dirt. Yes. I want to play with dirt.
Yes,
this is a
absolutely.
Way for you to play with dirt.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be.
We promised the convention center we'd clean up afterwards.
Yeah, and then we're going to do. We have a lot of people who do pasture here. And so we've got Troy Downing from the Tillamook Extension Office doing a very cool workshop on rotational grazing and pasture management. And then something that is near and dear to my heart, we're doing not one, but two mushroom sessions this year. It was wildly...
About cultivating mushrooms.
Yes. Last year we did wild. This year we're doing mushroom cultivation in your backyard. Want to grow your own mushrooms? Where to do it? Your backyard, your kitchen counter, or out in your back 40? Find out what mushrooms can be cultivated from a mushroom cultivator. And we're also doing one on growing medicinal mushrooms, which oh. I'm really excited about.
I know.
Okay. You have your own little pharmacy at home
yes.
in your kitchen.
Yeah.
I like that.
And why not? Uh-huh. And then, Teresa, you want to talk about the business of farming?
Well, we have Jim Entler from the Small Business Management Program who's coming to do a talk about small business management. And one of the things, Packy and I went through that program as a small farm, and we realized that a lot of people get into farming because they're passionate about growing things, but they don't necessarily know a whole lot about the business end of it. So Jim's going to come and talk about good business practices for small businesses, which really would apply to any small business. He's kind of gearing it towards people who are interested in food production, you know, small scale.
Oh, he is so funny. He's a fabulous presenter. Whether honestly, this is not if you're a farmer.
No,
if you have any small business or an idea to start a small business,
he's awesome.
You want to meet Jim Entler and you want to go to this workshop.
Oh,
it's very useful, I think, for anyone thinking about starting a small business. And that's part of what helps keep our local economy strong is healthy small businesses. So.
And then we've got another workshop on permaculture, gardening for sustainable living and community resiliency. That's Dixie and Scott Edwards. A lot of people know them. They're vendors at the River People Farmers Market.
From Watershed Garden Works.
Yeah, yeah. Fabulous people.
In Longview. Yeah, they're so great.
And then we're having this amazing lunch that Marianne Myers and team is fixing and producing. And at that time, we're also having a farmer-to-chef conversation, a roundtable. We've got some local chefs coming that are anxious to be sourcing more local food for their restaurants. And so it's a great time for any chefs out there. I know it's a hard day. It's Saturday, but it's a slow time of year, and it's a great place for them to come and make some connections.
One of the things I want to ask is, I know that a great piece of food can be made just superb just with the addition of a few herbs, but you never
Absolutely.
Know exactly what herb combination to use. And so mm-hmm. I think that's fabulous. Yes,
yeah.
You're right.
We're excited. There's a lot of...
There's also, I just wanted to mention, too, mm-hmm. that we also have a sort of a resource marketplace there as well. So there'll be different displays set up from organizations and places for people who are interested in all aspects of their local food system to get information about stuff. So that's going to be kind of for wandering around.
Like a little trade show.
Right. A little trade
right.
show.
Okay.
Yeah, as well.
Perfect.
And mushroom kits.
Yeah.
People can buy mushroom kits. We're also doing a session on coastal farms, finding and getting farmland. Friends of Family Farmers is helping organize that one, and that is a huge issue for us out here, land access. We have some very dear friends that I love their story. What a Difference a Year Makes is the name of their session. Year two in the life cycle of a small Oregon farm. Our friends Steve and Lori Rutledge, who lived in Cannon Beach for many years. Steve is a university classics professor, and Lori is an investment lawyer. And they decided to ditch their lives as these professionals and become farmers. And so last year we got to hear they had just bought their farm, Dancing Fawn Farm, and have a goat herd. And this year I think they have pigs, they have turkeys, they have... Well, a whole lot of things, and they are making a life as farmers. And so we love hearing their story and watching their progression.
Oh, that's going to be really wonderful.
I think it really resonates with a lot of people who fantasize mm-hmm. about doing that.
Yeah. And we see a lot of career change. We also have one from, I love Chip Buble of OSU Extension Columbia County, Managing Insect and Disease Pests in Vegetables in a Maritime Climate. And raising poultry in small flocks and which chicken for me. And I love this because we've got 7 4-H kids bringing in their chickens as part of the What Chicken for Me. And then we've got a poultry expert from OSU also there.
And this conference is for everyone, right? It's for children.
Absolutely.
Well, not, I
and
mean,
these are all, there's like usually, so there's three sessions, and in each session, there's multiple workshops in each session. So you can pick three workshops to attend throughout the day. And the whole list is on the, there's a website, northcoastfoodweb.org/growthecoast. If people want to see the whole workshop schedule, they can go there and find that whole thing there.
And we also have a workshop on getting ready for market. A lot of times farmers aren't quite sure, do they want to do a CSA? Do they want to sell at the farmer's market? Do they want to sell to restaurants? So this will be for them. And then we've got one on financing your farm. Very big deal. How do you actually get financing for a farm when land is so expensive? And then we're doing a session on community food systems 101. People are hearing about community food systems. What are they? They can come. They can find out how they can get involved in their community food system. I love this next one, ornamental crops on the coast. We have Beth Holland from Cannon Beach, well-known landscaper, organic ornamentals, and then Pat Zweifel, who has Oregon Coastal Flowers. They'll be talking about floriculture and organic ornamentals, growing them on the coast. And then also one that really resonates, mobile meat processing. We have Lauren Gwynn, who's like the nation's expert in niche meat processing. And she will be talking about that. And then one on honeybee biology and beekeeping basics. And finally, take your recipe to market for food and farm entrepreneurs.
You have covered almost everything.
I know. Well, we kept having opportunities to add a workshop, and we're like, oh, that one sounds really good, too. I think the main problem is there's too many that I want to go to, and I'm struggling with how to clone myself to be in multiple ones at the same time.
How can people get tickets to this Saturday conference, Grow the Coast?
They can buy them online. We have an Eventbrite ticket site. It's and I think you can go through either the Food Roots website, which is foodrootsnw.org, or northcoastfoodweb.org, and you can find tickets there. Or you can buy them at the door. You could call either of our organizations. And I don't know the Food Roots phone number, but...
So North Coast Food Web is at 503-325-8573. Again, the OSU extension number.
That's where your office is, too.
Yeah, we're based at the OSU.
Yeah. You want to pop in. Yeah. Okay, excellent.
And like I said, they can buy them at the door on the day. It would be great. And we would really ask people if they can register in advance. That would be awesome because it gives us an idea of how many people are going to be there.
For lunch.
Which is going to be really helpful for our amazing catering team. So if you can register in advance, please do. I think it's going to be an awesome day. And there's going to be lots of people there, too. And what I love about conferences like this is that it's oftentimes the workshops are great, but it's the community networking that happens in between that's really amazing. So I think there's going to be a wonderful turnout of people from our community.
Thank you both so much for this work.
I know, Donna.
I can see you all are so excited, and it's just spreading. It's just
food. How can you not be excited?
It's like wildfire. Seriously, because it affects everyone.
It does.
And it's so wonderful to see that this is happening here in such a big way.
All I got to say is yummy, yummy.
Yes, that's right, Carrie. We're going to go to Gray's and learn something at the same time. Thank you both again.
Thanks,
so
Donna.
Much.
Thank you,
and
Donna.
So the place to be on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. is the Seaside Convention Center. So you can be part of Grow the Coast. Find out about how to grow that little vegetable planter in your window at your house. Or find out if you want to expand and you think, maybe I really do want to learn more about farming. And where is my food coming from? And how do I connect with all these really cool people? So Seaside Convention Center, this Saturday, Grow the Coast Conference, and you can go to the North Coast Food Web website, which is northcoastfoodweb.org, to find out more information.
Thank
Terry
you.
Terry Wilson, you eat, correct?
Occasionally.
Yes.
Occasionally.
Good. All right. Well, and I'm hoping you're eating really good things. We're lucky to have the good food that we have in this area for sure. Thank you for being such a great engineer. Obviously, it's because of the good food you're eating. Excuse me. And I want to also extend my appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things. That will expand them. There are always going to be challenges. However, if we focus on the things that are working and expand them and are grateful for them, that will make us feel better. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. and for being here now, in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.